And Kalispell Chamber Executive Director. Now, he is the CEO, my friends, for at least another month or so. You got Joe Unterreiner. Good morning, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, Robin. How are you?
Okay.
Are you counting the days yet?
Yeah, my successor's first day on the office is today. We're going to overlap for 5 weeks and do a little training and orientation. And I'm on through the election on November 3rd, and then our annual meeting is all online this year. And that's going to be November 12th, our regular date, where we do businessman, businesswoman, great chief, lots of awards, a little summary of the year, and do some fundraising.
So this year it's going to be the great online event.
Yeah, the grand event online.
Grand event, yeah, that's
John. And so it's everything we normally do at the Hilton with 600 people, but it's going to be in about 40 minutes instead of 4 hours and no dinner.
Oh, okay.
But it'll be a lot of fun, all the awards. So I think people will be excited to hear who's been selected for our three big awards, Businessman, Businesswoman, Great Chief. And this is the 49th year for the Great Chief Award, and we're pretty excited about who that the former recipients have selected this year.
Now, is this a virtual event? I just refreshed my memory.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. So you could order in. And have your dinner at home and enjoy
it's called BYOD, bring your own dinner.
Okay.
You can, and we're encouraging people to, have a little at-home party and, invite some friends over and pick everything up. You'll be able to acquire all of the great auction items that we've had in the past. All that's happening again as well. So we think it'll be a fun event and really condensed into a much smaller format. So we'll start at 5 a.m. on Thursday, November 12th, the second Thursday in November.
Talk with us a little bit, Joe, about the procedures for choosing the not just the great chief, but the businessman and businesswoman of the year.
Yeah, John. So those awards are selected by the past recipient, past recipients. So, for example, we had our the businessman, businesswoman, and great chief. Those committees all met last Thursday. Boy, I think we must have had at least 15 former great chiefs all there to make the selection. So people take a lot of care and submit some very detailed applications. And there's always some really well-qualified people to select from, as there was this year. And then the same for businessman and businesswoman. Those are selected by the former recipients as well. So it's a really just a tremendous group of people, as you can imagine, here over these many years that come together and really take a lot of pride in making that pick in their deliberations and, kind of coming up with those award winners this year.
You're going to be spending some time with your new chamber CEO beginning today. Talk with us a little bit about how you're going to make that transition between the work that you've done for the past quarter century and, she's been at her place for the last quarter century too.
Yeah. Well, it's, as you can imagine, there's just a tremendous amount of information to try to share over the next 5 weeks. We think we've got a good process set up. So, John and Robin, as you know, we're an accredited chamber with the U.S. Chamber. And so they've got eight areas that really are comprised sort of all of the operations and programs and activities of the chamber in these accreditation areas. They're things like governance and finance and human resources, facilities, communications, and so on. So we're going to use that as a template for moving through our work, and it will give a real good comprehensive overview. So that's the set piece. But so, for example, we're also just picking up opportunities to just meet our members. We'll have a conference call next week with the Canadian Consul General who's Denver based, wants to get introduced to Lorraine. So we'll pick up really a wide variety of folks, as well as it's good timing, I think, because she'll be coming in right into this election cycle. So it'll be a good chance to for Lorraine to get really briefed on all of our issues that we engage in during the legislative session, which is coming up, of course.
Yeah. Joe, I know you're plenty busy here, and we thank you. We're so far behind here. We're trying to catch up, too. So, yeah, we had that little internet outage here, and boy, it threw us really a big loop. And
in addition to the 10 gallons in a 5-gallon barrel that we usually deal with.
Really?
Yeah, right.
Well, I guess the next time we talk
well,
with you.
Well, you know, we've got. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to say, I think the next time we talk with you, you're going to be bringing in our new CEO.
Yeah, I hope we can come in person. The way things are trending, I don't like the direction things are headed. You know, here in the Flathead, we all need to protect our workplaces and be very careful out there. So hopefully, I encourage all your listeners to maintain all the great safety protocols and protect their workplace and their customers. And so hopefully we can slow down this COVID spread.
All right. Well, as always, we appreciate the opportunity to talk with you, and we're going to miss talking with you, but we sure look forward to meeting Lorraine.
Maybe we'll see you around, Joe.
I'll bet you will.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Joe Unterreiner, our Kalispell Chamber CEO. Take care.